What was an exciting experience in your life?
Going scuba diving in Hawaii and seeing sea turtles.
All right, how did this impact you?
I felt very good about nature.
All right. And was this something you told your friends about? And
yes, of course it was.
And how did you tell them?
Well, I showed them pictures. We took pictures scuba diving down there, and I got one with me and one of the sea turtles a few feet away.
All right. And is this something that you are proud of now?
Of course.
Were you proud then?
Yes.
All right. And who were you with?
I was with my family and a good friend of mine from the time when I was in high school.
Do you still know them now?
Well, of course I talk to my family. I do not talk to that friend anymore.
All right. All right. So how long were you scuba diving for?
Well, that one time was probably about an hour, but I was there all week and we went a few times.
All right. And how old were you?
I was 14 years old.
All right. So...
Hey, that's your age.
Was this something you were scared to do?
Yes. At first, it's very scary thinking about going deep under the water. You know, 15, 20, maybe even 30 feet sometimes. You know, having to breathe underwater with the oxygen tanks on your back. So, yes, it was a little intimidating at
first. What were your fears?
Well, of course, being able to breathe underwater, since that's the first time I ever went scuba diving. Hoping that there wasn't any malfunction with the tanks or the breathing apparatus.
Yeah, that won't be fun.
No. Hoping I didn't get left out there. Also hoping, who knows, you never know about a shark attack. You know, that always crosses your mind.
Yeah.
Lots of things, you know. It's the deep sea.
All right.
First.
Were sea turtles the only thing you saw while you were down there?
There were many, many, there was a lot of plant life, coral, and lots of fish, lots of marine life down there. Sea turtles were just the most memorable part of it.
All right. And is this something you would want to do again?
Absolutely. I would love to go back there and do it again one day.
Did this change your perspective or view on this topic after you went?
Definitely took away some of my fears of scuba diving. I definitely felt more comfortable with it after that. And I've been many times after, just not in Hawaii. And yeah, it's something I enjoy now.
All right. And were you faced with any obstacles while you were scuba diving, like... Were you faced with any obstacles while you were scuba diving?
Personally, I wasn't, but actually someone in the group...
Did you know them?
Yes. A friend of mine. The regulator, which is the breathing apparatus, it wasn't working properly, and he had to piggyback off the instructors, because every tank has two regulators. So he ended up having to use his on the way back to shore.
How far out were you guys?
Maybe about a mile out. Not that far.
But you swam there?
Yes, we swam offshore.
Okay. Was he scared at that moment?
Well, you know, we weren't... it wasn't too deep where we were. Maybe 15, 20 feet, so...
You could have made it up to the surface.
Yeah, anyone could have made it up to the surface, so it wasn't that big of a deal. Even though, when you're not a pro at it, you're not sure what to do, but the instructors know how to handle all situations.
Yeah. All right, and compared to your size, how big were the sea turtles?
I'd say the sea turtles, probably about 30 to 40 pounds.
Oh, so they were pretty small.
Yeah, sea turtles don't get that big, generally. I mean, sure, there's some big ones. But these were average-sized sea turtles, maybe about, 2 to 3 feet in length.
All right. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.